my guest is James Montemagno. James, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
So I'm a developer evangelist at Xamarin, focusing on cross-platform mobile development, all in C#, mm-hmm. across iOS, Android, Mac, and of course Windows.
So cross, you just described the company, the product Xamarin. Xamarin's a product and a company, and your job, right?
Exactly. So Xamarin is a company, and we have multiple products: Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Android, Xamarin Mac, and then we have testing products and analytics products as well. So Xamarin Test Cloud and Xamarin Insights. So. And we also have a university offering as well for training. So we kind of offer the entire mobile solution, if you will, for the cross-platform space.
All right. And you were telling me earlier you're talking a lot about plugins for Xamarin. Which product does that apply to?
So plugins. So part of the evangelism goal, as you know, is kind of helping developers and delighting their development experience. So we want to make it easy for C# and .NET and even F# developers to create mobile apps. But the best part about Xamarin is that you get access to all of the APIs. So regardless if you're targeting iOS, Android, or Windows, your apps are 100% native, your UIs are 100% native, and you get those API access and all in C#. So plugins is focused around the platform where we're creating the applications. And here's the problem. So problem first, and what's the solution?
Well, you say on the platform. So you're saying you have different plugins for Android than you would for iOS, than you would for Windows Phone.
So here's the interesting part about plugins, is that when you think about the mobile space, and you have iOS, Android, and Windows, they all do different things, but they all, in general, do about 80% of the same things, like text-to-speech, geolocation, settings, maps, things like this.
I hear they make phone calls, too.
They also make phone calls or text messages, right, or sharing a link somewhere. But they all do them with a different API.
Right.
So that's the problem for a developer coming to cross-platform development. Not only do they have to learn the UI bits of iOS and Android and Windows, but they have to learn the different APIs.
Right.
So as a .NET developer, I've been abstracting away code with interfaces for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. I create an interface. I implement it on any platform I want to go to, phone, store, iOS, or Android. But I'm then able to use that interface implementation in my shared code and call one API to access those native features through like some sort of dependency service that I would basically get access to those native APIs, if you will. So it's a way of nougatizing and taking one portable class library that you write your code against.
Okay.
But we do the hard work of writing the platform-specific code. So imagine, if you will, you want to access the current geolocation of your device. So instead of figuring out the iOS APIs, the Android APIs, and the Windows APIs, what you do is you download a NuGet called the Geolocator plugin for Xamarin and Windows.
Okay.
There's a whole flurry of different plugins out there. There's about 40 or 50 of them built by some Xamarins, but also by community members. And they're all open source, all on NuGet.
I see.
So you download the NuGets and you download them into all of your projects. So it'll download your abstraction, if you will, your interface into your PCL or shared code project that you have.
Portable class library, okay.
Yep, portable class libraries. And then it'll install the platform-specific implementations for you. You know, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
They're there. So now instead of writing into each platform, you say locator.getLocationAsync. And that will then go off to iOS world, Android world, or Windows world and do the correct thing for you automatically.
Oh, okay.
So now it's all shared code. You can add that plugin to one project, two plugins, four projects. I mean, one project, two projects, or three projects, right?
Okay.
Or just call it from shared code. So as a developer coming in, I want to take a photo, I want to pick a photo, I want to take a video, I want to access, like I said, text-to-speech or geolocation. I don't have to write those APIs. I just write and code against one API. It's really nice. It's almost when you think of kind of what Microsoft is doing with the Universal Windows platform. It's one set of APIs for everything.
Right.
In a way, we've done that, but across all the platforms in these different plugins.
This is interesting because I've heard people talk about Xamarin and in a dismissive way sometimes saying, you know, most mobile development that I do, it's all about the client.
Mm-hmm.
Any server-side stuff is done through a web service call. And this takes away that argument, I think, a little bit. I shouldn't say takes it away, but it eats away at it.
Yeah, it takes
you're abstracting that way.
Yeah, you know, you're already maybe I have a backend. Maybe you're using Azure Mobile Services or some web API and calling that in. So we have our shared code of calling that API, and that's our .NET bits.
Right.
The best part I love is that .NET is super powerful. Mm-hmm. And you have great APIs to access all of that across now iOS, Android, and Windows. But getting to that actual native performance, like the things that are powerful about iOS, Android, and Windows, the platform-specific things, you can now call from platform-independent code.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's still taking advantage of those native features. So that way, you never really have to write tons and tons of iOS or Android code. So now your shared code percentage goes up as well. So maybe before you're sharing 50 or 60%, get rid of all that code that you used to have,
right?
Install a plugin from NuGet, and you're good to go.
Okay, so that that seems almost absurdly simple. As a consumer of a package, I NuGet takes care of installing everything in the right place for me, first of all, which is great.
It's awesome.
And then I need to just call the shared code or the portable class library, just like I would any other bit of code. And it's under the hood, it's calling everything else. What if I need to? What if I want to write one of these?
So we have an online GitHub, and we'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
There's a GitHub page, github.com/Xamarin/plugins, where you'll see a whole hand-curated list of these. So you don't have to go try to find them on NuGet. We have a nice list with and description of where they live. Additionally, we worked with the community on this project, and we have an amazing developer community, to open source all of these plugins that are out there so you can see what they're doing.
Okay.
And they're all under MIT license, so they're App Store-friendly licenses that you can use. But on that GitHub page, you'll find some nice Visual Studio templates packs. And what these will do is you'll say File New Plugin for Xamarin and Windows. It'll create all of the projects, all of your interfaces for you automatically. It'll even set up your new spec for NuGet. So if you want to publish it to NuGet, just one file, it'll do it all for you automatically.
Oh.
So now what you have to do is just go ahead and define your interface, implement each method, and then you could share it with the rest of the development community.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, really simple.
And the instructions are on that page as well.
Yeah, I even did an online webinar, and you can even watch the recording. It's about a half an hour or so. I step you through the entire process of from file new to publishing it live.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool.
What else?
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on in the world of Xamarin with Xamarin Forms, and these plugins work everywhere. Like I said, whether you're only working on Android or even maybe just in Windows, too. There's no reason that you couldn't use these plugins. So I think that's really amazing.
Okay.
And there's tons of other great libraries out there, like SQLite, that are kind of this way. Or we have an entire analytics and Crashlytics product called Xamarin Insights that works for iOS, Android, Windows, Windows Desktop, Mac, everything.
And that's implemented the same way with separate code abstracted away from you?
Exactly, because there's different ways of storing. So the Forms team, this will be a product that's in preview right now. And we thought from a .NET developer's point of view, I want to get access to my managed crashes, my native crashes, and I want to be able to get analytics easily from cross-platform. You know, there's multiple services out there from like Markdup to Google Analytics and Flurry and all these different analytics and Crashlytics providers. So Xamarin, we said, well, we want it to be safe, secure, and one beautiful .NET cross-platform library. So you can install Xamarin Insights almost the same way that a plugin's installed. And from one line of code, you're able to get all of your crash reports. But then in your shared portable class library, you say Xamarin Insights, track this event, report this issue, like when you're in your try catches, and it'll report everything back in real time for you. So you don't have to have different implementations. It's just one nice library for you to take advantage of.
Ah, cool. Is that a commercial product, or is that an open source project, or what is that?
So Xamarin Insights right now is it's in preview. It's a new product from Xamarin.
Okay.
When you go to xamarin.com/insights, crash reporting will always be free. And we're not sure about what it'll happen after preview, so we're looking for feedback on that right now.
Okay.
So kind of when you think about, well, I'm developing, I get to use these great plugins, and I get to integrate insights, and then when I release my app to the App Store, I can get real crash analytics and tracking right from any of my applications.
Yeah, always a challenge on mobile distributed devices, yeah.
It is. There's so many devices out in the world. It's hard. You know, I have a few devices sitting around.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you got to have them all. Got to collect them all. And I think now, even when you go into the wearable space, right, you have the Microsoft Band, you have Apple Watch, Android Wear, integrating and creating unique experiences. And the Band, I think you're wearing one now,
I'm wearing one right now. I don't know if there's an SDK for it, so it'd be tough for Xamarin to integrate with that.
So check this out. Let me tell you about this, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to learn something right now.
You're about to learn something. So Microsoft released a Windows Phone SDK for the Microsoft Band. They also released a Java and Objective-C SDK for iOS and Android.
I didn't realize that.
Recently. It was just recently.
Okay.
Now, they didn't release a Xamarin one. So the nice thing about Xamarin is you can take any Objective-C library or Java library and create your own C-sharp binding. So you can bring in existing libraries into your Xamarin applications. So we did two things. We first worked with the Microsoft team and created the C-sharp bindings for them. So Xamarin developers can now access them from iOS, Android, and Windows.
Okay.
We did one better. We created a plugin for it. From one cross-platform API, you can connect to your band, read sensor data from it, and access that all in your shared portable class library.
So you say it's cross-platform. Now, the band is Microsoft thing, but I could access it from an iOS device, for example.
Exactly. You can read the sensor data. So imagine there was actually a really cool demo when I was at Build last week from Laurent, who's the creator of MVVM Lite, which is a great Windows and Xamarin MVVM framework. He was having his band, and it was communicating to his Windows phone to actually, as you modified and moved your band in real time, would move a three-dimensional cube on the phone. It was very cool. But you could do that completely now from iOS, Android, and Windows because it's just connecting over Bluetooth, which is really cool.
Very Minority Report.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very cool. So I think those are the possibilities of taking these amazing potentials that we have on mobile devices and making it simple. One library, one API to access.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. You're contributing to the Xamarin site. Are you also blogging?
Oh, yeah. I blog all the time, not only on blog.xamarin.com, but I have my own blog. It's motz.codes. So that's where you can find it, Motz Codes. Motz is my nickname. It's short for Montemagno.
For those of us who have trouble pronouncing it.
Yeah, motz.codes. It's a very fancy URL. And I blog all the time. A lot of times developers come, and my whole role is kind of helping developers and giving presentations and being out there in the community. Same with you. That's what we're about, helping developers.
Yep.
And a lot of times someone will ask me a question on Twitter, on GitHub, and I'll create the project, blog about it, and help out that way. So you can find me there and also on Twitter at James Montemagno. Nice and short and sweet. That's how we did it. Yeah.
If I'm not already.
Yeah. And I tweet all the time and help. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Is just tweet at me. Yeah.
James, thanks so much.
Yeah, David, thank you so much. It was great coming on.